Good night, everyone, and welcome to episode 15 of the FPL Vibes podcast brought to you by SokoWarriors.net. So, as always, tonight I have in the studio here co-host Two Cents. What vibes, Two Cents?
Everything cool. How are you doing, man?
Just cool. And we have a special guest tonight for the first time in the history of the podcast. We have a female guest, Renee. What vibes, Renee?
Everything cool on my end, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Well, I know Renee 3 years on the fantasy league and strong performer, consistent top 10, you know. So we have an expert on the forum here tonight.
Oh my.
how your side looking this season?
Well, I think throughout I was doing well. I don't think in the Andre Samuel League I was ever lower than 20th. I was always, I think, 15 and higher. Okay. Maybe once I drop, I'm not sure. But so I think I've been, you know, choosing good players.
That's a great record.
Yeah. I mean, I probably started about 5 years ago, and it actually get harder year after year because more people join the league. But if you hold it down like that,
yeah,
not real good.
Thank you.
So I think you are wrong, like 10th in the league right now, right?
I checked it just now, 11th.
All right, cool.
And
cool.
I think they would have update scores and everything today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And you are Arsenal fan, right?
I am.
All right, what do you think about your side this year?
Well, I love in Van Persie this year. Looking real good this year. Earlier on, I know that they were looking a little shaky. I find so, but now everything looking good. We're all good. Third, right? Third place right now?
Yeah. Quick question, because, I mean, as Omar said, first female on the show, so how did you start playing fantasy football?
I guess I get encouraged by touches. That's how it started. You know, I was always into the football. I always loved my football and everything. But touches introduced me to the fantasy. And I said, okay, let me try it. The first year I do it, it didn't turn out too well. And then last year, I put a little more effort. And results were definitely better. And then now this year, I'm making sure and I check in every week. There was one week I forget to make my changes, boy. And I think that threw me off. Well, so now would be all 5th, 6th, you know.
You're going to talk.
What is the dynamic like between you and touches? Is there plenty trash talk?
Not really. I would say that.
Friendly competition?
Yeah, it's definitely friendly competition. Sometimes I will ask him for a little help. You know what he is doing, let me tell Ali what he is doing, right?
Please do.
On a Friday night, when he know I have to make my changes, he's make sure and we go and take a little drink and things. So by the time I reach home, I don't want to make changes. I tired.
Hey, sabotage, boy.
Well, sabotage is my side.
Let me ask you something. Since the competition friendly between two of you all, but do his friends give him any talk that his woman just beat him?
Oh, that's a question you have to ask him yourself. I don't know. I don't know about that. Something random happened to me in Panorama this year. I wouldn't call the person name. I'm sure eventually he will listen to this. I don't know the person. But he walked up to me and say, "Hey, use Tiger Cat FC, you know how long I'm trying to beat you in this fantasy league, boy? You know how long?" I say, excuse me, what's your name? Who are you? I was so confused that would happen to me. Just real random in Panorama.
Yeah, among the Trini people, you realize there's got a little notoriety out of the fantasy.
Yes.
I think Daryl had experience one time too a year in Carnival, right?
Nah, it's my other partner. Tell me, Mendes had to talk about 2 cents. They was talking about the Andre Samuel League, and Mendes had to talk about 2 cents. And he was like, "Hey, that is my partner." And Mendes had to tell him, "Hey, that man is an Obia man," and all kind of thing.
Yeah. But I gotta say, boy, the day my woman pick up the game and start beating me. I might change her password and log in and make like 10 changes a week or something.
Well, one of our former guests, DeMero, his ex-girlfriend beat him about 4 or 5 years ago, and he still get talk about that. That's what I wanted to. Well, I'm sure we'll have touches on soon, and we'll get his version of things.
I don't like that. You know, I prefer to assess my competition and be. I should have been the second interview. I should have interviewed him this week so I could have the rebuttal next week, man.
All I want. I know we had to go on and talk about the upcoming game week and thing, but I just want to let all the people listening right now to know that before we started recording the podcast, certain people in the household was being sent for water. apparently it's the person who's second place in the household that's been designated to go and get water. I go and get some water from her.
Right, these stories.
Yeah, man. So, just looking back at the last game, how your side doing, my 2 cents?
It's doing not great. I'm still in 18th position in the Andre Samuel League. I mean, I can do a little better than that. It wasn't a great week. I missed out on a lot of people. I was supposed to buy my transfers this week, was supposed to be Rooney and Miachi, who both produce, and I ended up changing at the last minute and bought Gerrard and Valencia. And Valencia didn't really give me anything, but the wildcard's still available, and I was now watching Renee's team, and I saw her wildcard is still available too. So
yes,
a lot of people still have something up their sleeve for the final stretch. I think they're like 8 weeks to go, so we'll see when everybody start, you know, shooting their bullets.
Well, as you're talking about that wild card, maybe I should ask you first, Renee. Any plans on when you're going on bus it, or?
Actually, no, I'm not. I don't have any plans on it. I actually forgot that I still had that available. So apparently things are all nice for me to forget that.
Wow.
That man holding that like a nuclear missile, you know, like Iran with that wild card.
Not only that, it have men who are sure had no choice but to use it in the earlys.
Yeah, that was me.
You know? When you use it, January or what?
I think I use it, we got one in January, but I think I used it.
Oh, yes. I think I used one then, because we had an extra. Yes. I used.
Renee, may I say something to you, please? You're going to depress a lot of people listening to this because you're sounding just real haphazard. And in 11th place. And I have been studying this thing whole week.
Studying this is like a CXC exam.
Been studying this fantasy like a science. And you're just coming. I don't know if that's your strategy. You're just sounding real haphazard right now.
You have any particular strategy that you go by?
I was doing my little research, you know? Right, as do the little research, as go on the sites and read up who looking good for the week, as make sure and check out who injured, who ain't coming in, that kind of thing. So that's, I wouldn't give you my real strategy, but I would do my research the week before or the week of the Friday, the Thursday if I know I'm going out on the Friday.
Okay, well, you should start to make a transfer a little earlier before he get drunk, though.
I know. I'm about it.
Cool. So, I mean, my team around the last podcast, I was in a mess. I was in somewhere around 40-something, but I had a good couple of weeks. I think I'm up to about 26 now.
Great.
So I just basically plodding it.
Also, we need to just shout out the people at the top of the rankings right now, because the guy in first place, I'm watching, he up by 50 points, Andre Rodriguez. So that's great.
Nice. I'm now going to look at it here.
Yeah, he up by 50 and the second place person. So, I mean, barren catastrophe, he should maintain.
Right, who else up in like the top five?
I'm seeing the same Denzel Tobas, White Oak FC. I seen AC Gunners, that's a team I always look at. You know? I seen my guy JDB fall out of the top 10. I'm coming.
Nice, I have an ongoing battle with Brent Gorilla, the Bombers. And I see red arrows for Brent.
Nice one, you're on 20.
Yeah.
Let me just scroll down and see if I see Andre Samuel in here. Oh, 34.
Wow. 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 Wow.
All right, so just in terms of, like, I mean, this is game week 30, and it's about 8 game weeks left. Let's say 2 cents. Any players that you think people should be watching for this final stretch?
Well, usually at this time of the year, I look at two things. I don't look at any teams in the mid-table. I look at the people, the top 5-6 and the bottom 5-6. But going through the fixtures earlier on today, I realized like most of the teams on the bottom this year have really horrible fixtures. So it kind of hard to pick up those guys on the bottom teams, even though they're fighting for some, so they will do a little better. You know, as we discussed in our previous show, like last year, Nzogbia really saved me because he is fighting relegation. But this year, the only team I've seen with some one or two favorable fixtures is Bolton. So I might look at some Bolton players, as we discussed, Miachi.
Yeah.
My former Red Bull player, Tim Ream, because he's a defender playing in midfield for Bolton. I think he had like an assist in one of the games, and he got like a 3 bonus in another game. So I look at Tim Ream, I look at Miachi. But the other teams like Wolves and QPR, and I might more or less stay away from them because the fixture is not too favorable right now.
Yeah, QPR and Wigan, I think, have some horrible fixtures coming.
Yeah, I think they're playing like all the top teams. So usually this is the time of year I'll pick up one or two guys from the small teams, but I think this year I might have to do away with that strategy.
Just look at the top.
Yeah.
What about you, Rene? Any anything outside of that? Or
no, right now for me, I think I would more look at the top teams. You know, I've never personally been a fan of Man U, but in terms of my ranking and where I need to be in this game, I will have to, you know, look at my people at Man U.
You had to ban your principles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fantasy separate from reality.
Exactly. There's a thin line right now.
I ain't thinking that nobody do like Man U more than me, and I fall out with Man U right now.
Yeah.
Right? And, Arsenal, of course. You know, I still like Vermaelen in the back and Walcott a lot. Wells boy. Newcastle there too for me. You know.
But as you mentioned, Newcastle, one of the big scorers this week was Cisse, and looking like he completely take over from Ba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I took him out some time ago. And I didn't put in Cisse.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but playing a little deeper now on the topic of like just meant to look forward to, remember, I think it's Bolton and somebody still have a double game week to come, right?
Right, yeah. Because of the games they missed, we didn't even talk about that Mwamba situation. That would have been after the last podcast, but
yeah,
what's his status now?
I heard he's getting up now.
Serious?
Yeah, I read today that he's like getting up from the bed and stuff.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was watching that game when it happened, and I was like in shock at what was going on. Actually, Omar and a couple of us were like texting on BBM talking about it because everybody has seen it live, and that was like, I can't even imagine something like that happening.
Oh boy, it's a real miracle though.
Yeah. But coming out of that, I think Bolton have some games to make up, so...
Yeah, Bolton, and I believe it was Aston Villa, right? They had a game that was cancelled.
Aston Villa, yeah. So maybe that's something, you know, when them double weeks come on, might be something to consider with when you all have your wild cards. I know too,
yeah.
I don't know with FA Cup, if they're going to have other game weeks on the schedule yet. I know it have a couple teams with some blank fixtures. So yeah, I mean, and just before we move on to the looking ahead to the next week, you'll have any idea, any players like different, like players that nobody have or who could kind of help out?
One that I called before was Tim Ream. It have somebody like the guy, I think you mentioned him to me the other day, from Everton, Jelavich.
Yeah.
It have one or two of these kind of players. We saw Swansea defense holding down some clean sheets now.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have somebody nobody have.
Sigurdsson. People have Sigurdsson from Swansea.
Yeah, cheesy man, bring me back in at these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Ian Moses.
Yeah, I like Sigurdsson.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we could look ahead to the upcoming game week.
Yeah.
Basically, normally we do the fixture run, and we'll start with ladies first, Renee. Who you like for captain this week, looking at the fixtures?
Captain this week, I would say Rooney.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. What about you, Toussaint?
First of all, I want to say Rooney go be a good captain this week because they're playing Blackburn and they allow a lot of goals. But I will go with Bill, even though he have a tough Swansea defense.
Hold on. This is the same Blackburn side that beat all the last game, right? That's the same guy you're talking about?
This guy has problems. His problems. I will leave that alone and I will say my captain this week, I will go for Bill. And I know Swansea have a good defense, but the reason I will pick Bill is because Tottenham have a bad moment right now, and I think they will need to get out of it. And they will probably hit somebody at 3 goals one of these days, and I feel Swansea could get.
I think too, a big part of that which people ain't really talking about was Parker being suspended. Them games were playing without Parker.
Yeah.
They seem to kind of go off after that. My captain, I falling back to format and going with Van Persie. QPR been leaking plenty goals as well. And Arsenal, Ian scored the last couple of game weeks, so he basically due. That kind of...
This is that, when you believe this is the same thing I was saying last week, this game week gone here.
Yeah.
Did I put him? Did I end up putting him? Oh gosh, now I can't remember. Now do I have it in front of me here, boy? What I was going to, I say he due. He had some small figures, time for a big one. And nothing.
Yeah, I am. I actually saw the highlights on a couple of... they had one... A man's amazing clearance off the line from Van Persie. I was like, wow. But so expecting him to come good this week.
Yes, I did. I'm now checking my side here. I did put him as captain. I know I was saying that. Ah, boy.
So, Renee, what about a cheap pick for this week?
A cheap pick would have to be Ben Arfa.
Ben Arfa from Newcastle, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you,
Toussaint? I will go with Pogrebniak. I mean, Fulham home to Norwich.
Alright, I'll go with Jelavich from Everton, home to West Brom. And he actually scored in the FA Cup today, and he scored in the last game, so he looked like he coming into some form.
Yeah, the coach was talking about him too. The coach, David Moyes, was saying some good things about him. You think he's ready now to firing some goals consistently, because that's what Everton missing, so he sound like he ready to give him plenty game time now.
Yes, man. Right, and we start with you for this one, Toussaint. So you like for a clean sheet this week?
Going against wisdom, because we say Blackburn is always score, but I'll go with Manu. You know?
Okay, what about you?
I just want to say, right now, Johnny Evans have not looking crazy, because I think he's garbage and he's probably the most informed defender in the league right now.
I don't know why he would say he's garbage.
Yeah, I'm not a Johnny Evans fan, but he's doing really well right now and he's in my team too, so.
Right. You have Evans, right?
I do have Evans, yes. I do. But for this, I would have to say, I would say Chelsea for clean sheets.
Excellent picks. Cool. I will go with Man City home to Sunderland. They actually have company coming back this week, and normally he is kind of firm up the defense. So I would say
I had company at one point in time, yeah.
So I will say City home to Sunderland. And lastly, Renee, which fixture jumping out at you for goals this week?
I think for this one, Tottenham Swansea.
Hopefully with Bale again, all 3 goals.
That's what you want. I know you say that from the start.
Yeah.
My fixture would be Wolves against Bolton, because I believe it's what they call like a relegation 6-pointer. I think both teams need to get a win. You can't really draw no games right now, especially Wolves need the points. So I think it will be all out attack. Just blood and sweat and tears, and could be like a 3-3 or a 3-2 or something like that scene.
But Wolves will be at home, so they have the little advantage there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will go with QPR Arsenal. Same thing I just mentioned before. I just think QPR defense leaking and Arsenal always good for a few goals. So that's basically the run for the week.
I want to touch on just the past game week in terms of the fact of Man City drawing against Stoke, and the Peter Crouch goal was magnificent.
Yeah, boy.
I heard about it. I didn't see it. I heard about it.
That was a great goal. And then Manu scraping through. I went to go 3 points ahead, so I think things shaping up nicely.
So Manu on top of the league by what? 1 point now, is it?
Three, my friend.
Right. So you're really, it really come boiling down to that Manchester derby that might be.
I would think so. And I would also think Manu will try to score a lot of goals on teams to get the goal difference up, so in case they even lose to Man City.
Mm. Alright. Renee, who you thinking of winning the title this year?
So I know Arsenal can't do it, right? You know Arsenal is my team. I don't think that they can. Well, obviously they can't. And you know that I really don't care for Man U. So right in the middle there we have Man City, so I'd probably have to go in Man City. just like that was just like my simple process there working that out.
I think it would be an interesting finale. Once City could hold the end until that derby.
Also wanna congratulate your team today for the win in the Champions League, Omar.
Yeah, a good win away. Actually I was real when I saw the team that Di Matteo put out, I was sweating bullets, but you know, they were able to pull out the 1-0 victory, and hopefully they could just do the business back at Stamford Bridge. You know? But I think looking like, for Chelsea and you know, they were trying for four to get to the Champions League, but that is a real big ass now, so you know, who knows?
That was a good win for them too, because didn't that team beat Man U sometime recently?
Yes.
How about feeling us? Touches telling us to say that. Touches, did you tell her to say that? Come out.
Touches not here.
All right. I have a feeling he said that message.
We had a discussion sometime about it yesterday, and we were saying that that Chelsea might not win.
We booking in touches for upcoming episode.
Yeah, and I want to ask him, because Renee, I realize Renee acting like, you know, she just clueless, like, yeah, I just winning.
Very cool.
You know, so we will hear from Touches himself, yeah. If it's just an act.
He might disclose the strategy that is not being revealed here.
Yeah. I told you this before, that when I asked for the advice, that is when I was dropped. That's when my son, that's when I was stupid.
Wow.
Let me tell you. Boy, when I ask the advice is when I see the red arrows.
Yeah. Wow.
I know your feeling, you know, because I don't know if you listened to a couple of podcasts ago, but you know, I asked a certain man on this podcast.
Good night. I need to go now. Good night. Good night.
For advice, and that set me back a good 20 places one time, you know.
Wow.
So yeah, man. So Renee, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
You represent the ladies well, but I'm sure right now you have a lot of guys scared to invite the females to come and play as well. Touches, bring me some water, boy.
You can let him answer you next week or whenever it is you want him.
Alright, so I think we just wrap up there. All the best for the upcoming game weeks.
Thank you. On the home stretch.
On the home stretch. And Daryl, watch your back. I ain't that far behind.
Yeah, brother. Good night.
All right, good night.
Good night.